Heroes of Faith, Hero David, by Anthony from Fresno. We can all say that heroes are people who inspire men and women to do better, people who strive to do great things. Well, one of my heroes is a biblical man, David, also referred to as King David. He was the son of Jesse, and his great-grandmother was Ruth, whose story can also be found in the Bible. David was born in Bethlehem in Israel. David was a great man of God and accomplished many great things through God. He is also referred to as a man after God's own heart. David was also a songwriter and musician. He wrote most of the Psalms in the Book of Psalms and played the harp. David, at a very young age, was already serving God and had a great faith and love for God. You might have heard of the story of David and Goliath. David was sent by his father to take food to the camp of his brothers, who were soldiers for Israel, which were at battle with the Philistines. When David reached the campsite, he saw that there was no fighting going on between the two armies, and when Goliath would step out and defy the army of Israel, the army would run in fear of him because of his huge size. So David asked one of the soldiers what was going to be done with the man, and the soldier replied that King Saul would greatly reward the man who slayed Goliath and would also give him his daughter in marriage. David was angered that a Philistine was defying the army of God and that everyone was afraid of him, when Israel had God on their side. So then David went to King Saul and told him he would fight Goliath. Saul didn't believe that David, a boy at this time, could fight a man of war who had been fighting since his youth. But David then told Saul that back home he watched over his father's sheep and had killed a lion and a bear when they came and carried off a sheep. Saul then allowed David to go fight Goliath and dressed him in his fine armor and sword. But David was small and could not move well and could barely lift the sword, so David gave him back to Saul and went with his staff to a nearby riverbed and put 5 smooth rocks in his shepherd's bag and got ready with his sling. Goliath saw David and mocked David and the army of Israel for sending a boy to battle. When Goliath then charged, David ran to the battle line to meet him and got a rock out and loaded it in his sling and threw it at Goliath and caught him right between the eyes, and Goliath fell. David ran up to him and picked up Goliath's sword and beheaded him, and then picked his head up and showed it to the Philistines. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they ran in fear, and the army of Israel charged after them. Saul was amazed at David and what he had done. In the story of David and Goliath, you can see David, who was just a boy, was angry at the Philistines for defying his God's army and Israel's army for being terrified of Goliath because of his size, when Israel was supposed to be defending God's honor. And after this, David went and fought Goliath because no one would, and killed him. In this story, you can see David's love for God when he was angered, his faith in God when he fought Goliath, and his fearlessness fighting Goliath and confronting the army. You can see that David had a great relationship with God since a very young age, and God put great power upon him. This is certainly the reason why David is my hero, because he was a man after God's own heart, as mentioned. He had an amazing faith and close relationship with God, and God loved David greatly. The whole complete story of David's life can be found in the Bible. After the fight between David and Goliath, David became Saul's faithful servant. It became his greatest servant because God blessed David, and he accomplished every task better than what was expected. Saul then became very jealous of David's praise from the people and pursued David, trying to kill him. But after Saul's death in a battle against the Philistines, David returned to Israel and became king over Israel. David won every battle against every opposing army and was a great king over Israel. David later sinned and went through many problems because God said he would, because he had sinned, but that he would be forgiven. There are many other things, and the Bible puts all these events in detail about David's life. In the end, through David's story, he had a love, fear, strength, and faith for God, and God rewarded him greatly. This is why David inspires me, because I desire the same relationship, and certainly even greater, I hope. Also to be a great songwriter and musician like him, because I play in a Christian band and write the lyrics and play guitar. Through David, God has put a great teaching in me, and my love for God grows strong and powerful. This is why David ultimately is my hero, because God has used his story to help me get closer to my ultimate hero, God.